The Song of Zacharias, Part 2, His Tender Mercies. Through the tender mercy of our God, Luke 1, verse 78. God is gracious and merciful and full of tender loving kindness. I don't know what I would do if God were not full of tender mercy. In tender mercy, he stooped down to forgive the rebellion of the children of Adam. Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Oh, please, for his tender mercy, run like a golden thread through the book of Psalms. I entreated your favour with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. Reminders of his tender mercy flow like refreshing streams through his word. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Oh, there are so many of God's wonderful divine attributes that would turn us away. His holiness would turn away one so sinful as I without his tender mercy. His truth would similarly bar entry to one so false as I without his tender mercy. His justice would certainly condemn me immediately without his tender mercy. His sovereignty would not admit a pauper such as I without his tender mercy. It was only the tender mercy and loving kindness of God that reached down to one such as I, who am nothing and who deserve nothing. It was only his tender mercy and loving kindness who conceived the cross to which we can flee as a city of refuge and a citadel of shelter. My refuge is in the heart of a merciful God. Oh, what a cry from the sentiment of the cherished old hymn can be uttered by the one that deeply yearns and longs for his tender mercies. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee, closer to thee, e'en though it is a cruel cross of pain and sorrow that raises me, that lifts me closer to you. Oh, I thank God for his sanctuary, this shelter, this place of protection. I thank God for his hiding place. I thank God that he is this haven of security. I thank God for his tender mercy, his pity, his compassion towards me. I thank God for his loving kindness, his forbearance, and his gentleness for me. Without his tender mercy, I could not take one more step. Without his tender mercy, I could not even face the day. Without his tender mercy, I can't go on. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I shall deliver him and honour him.